Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Hood Action News. We're your hosts. I'm Gigi.
I'm Usagi.
I'm A.
And welcome to Wind Down. Oh my goodness. Welcome to Wind Down Wednesdays. Now look, every Wednesday we just gonna be just talking about just anything. The episode might cut off like they've been doing all this week and last week, but hey, that's why we're here. and everything. So I hope y'all enjoy. We on the road to, to 50 episodes and up to 100. So, yeah, man, I'm very excited. This is going to be fun. So let's get to it. Y'all, I got a rational fear. Well, irrational fear, whatever. I'm going to tell y'all what it is. So basically, I have this fear of stinking. I'm afraid because ever since I was little and I was next to somebody and they smelled like BO, it scared me to the point where I was like, I don't want to be like this, because I'm like, I have to smell myself to make sure I'm good. I take baths twice a day, sometimes three. There's reasons. Twice a day, brush my teeth 2-3 times a day, make sure my hair clean, my nails clean, my toes is okay. You know what I'm saying? I have to make sure my appearance is all right, make sure deodorant is on point. I buy clinical deodorant up under my arms because I'm scared to get musty, all that stuff. I make sure change my towels out every day, girl, all that stuff, like for real. Like my friends like, you do that? I'm like, girl, do you want to go around and and have your friend come in to be like, girl, you got odor? I don't want to be that friend. Like, that
I feel you.
Right.
Like, yeah, not having to pop deodorant in the summertime and, you know, always having to make sure that this is all right and this is all right. Yeah, always kind of, you know, stay perfumed up and all that. I definitely get, because growing up, we have to share, you know, the house with people. Right. And some people like, well, I don't feel like taking a shower today. And you just got to smell that all day until they finally decide they do. Yeah. I can definitely understand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that is very scary to just know, you know, because I know there's some people out here that can't help it. And they, you know, religious practices, and also people don't have the means to wash or have access to water. I understand that. But there's people out there that just will literally get on public transportation or just out in public and they be stinking and they know how to take a bath. And I'm like, bro, you can't be serious. This is not, no, even in a work environment, you got to stay clean in a work environment, cause you're around people. And if customers are smelling you and they're telling the manager and they have to tell you, that's the problem. You got to take care of that. I saw a TikTok where this woman, she said that her manager at Starbucks told her, took her to the side and said, look, you have an odor. And a couple of customers were complaining about it. And even some of the workers were talking about it. And there was like, if you want, I can buy you some deodorant, right? And they even contacted corporate. And, well, they got upset. And then they were like, okay, you need to leave work. And now she's saying, though, they're doing this because she's trans. I'm like, that's, girl, stop. Don't do that. Because there are issues in the trans community that are really serious, and you bringing this shit up. Don't do that. Just take your ass a bath. Shower. You work around people every day. Don't do that. And your manager did the right thing by taking you to the side and not embarrassing you in front of a whole bunch of people saying you stink. Like, don't do that.
Right. I just don't like how people are using the LGBTQIA+ community as an excuse for their poor hygiene.
Exactly.
Or anything else in general.
Exactly. And I hate that. And it's just, it was just messed up. They, like, her and her friend had a little, like a little protest in front of the Starbucks and stuff. And I'm like, child, y'all protesting over somebody telling you to wear deodorant? Lord, please stop. Don't do that. That's just weird. Y'all, it's been a crazy day. There was an active shooter out here in the Atlanta. Y'all just be careful this summer, because every summer the same shit happens. Somebody's out here just doing stuff. Like, y'all don't know how to sit down, look at TV. If you hiding, you mad, turn the sprinkler on in your front yard and run around. Don't go out here acting crazy. Please don't. And if you feel your spirit is not right to go out, don't do it. Stay in the house. You know what I'm saying? Get in front of your fan. You know what I'm saying? Take off your bra, lift your titties up, and let the fan blow up under there, because I know it's hot. Go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Ooh, Lord, y'all. So, all this stuff in the news just was happening today. Okay, so Brian McKnight, once again, was trending. And I'm like, I'm sick of hearing about this crocodile head-shaped ass nigga. I go and look up, and child, this man done went and told his daughter's business. Now, why would you do? Now, the thing about it is, he sat up here and told a bold-faced lie and said that his daughter was having incestuous relations with her older cousin. She had to go to court to explain her case. They settled out of court. She won, and she had to do that. I was so mad, because that's embarrassing for your own father to even sit up here and make those accusations. This nigga is so mad and petty. You're mad? You're mad because your children called you out for being a deadbeat dad? Oh my goodness. What, y'all? And then it's just all this other shit. Like, what did y'all think about this mess? I can't. I just be wanting to drop kick him in his throats.
I feel
it's just like... Yeah, you go ahead, sis.
I feel like that's just such a sad thing. To have a father just put your business out on blast but in the public eye, and had to go to court to testify and then end up winning in the end, which I'm happy that happened. But it's just like, do you even love your own children?
Right.
And I'm talking about unconditionally.
I don't even think, you know, he's doing this. I think he's just doing this all out of spite. He's doing it out of spite because they called him out. The shit that he was saying, he said that he told his kids when they turn 18, they got to get out and we gonna help you get jobs. And then this is what he said. They told him that. This what came out of his mouth. Oh, we don't want to get jobs because we don't want to stop smoking weed. I said, nah, I know you lying. Nah, I know you lying. Wow. You lying. Because them all three of them kids got jobs. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, stop. Didn't one of them kids help you write a song or produce a music video for you? I'm just like, this man is a sociopath at this point. He's a sociopath. And let me play this stuff, what he said, because I saw this on the Shade Room. I was just like, this dude is sick in the head. This man is sick. He's sick. Wow. And this woman that he's talking about is... I'm laughing at some shit I just seen in the Shade Room. I'm going to send it to you, A.E., and we're going to talk about this. And you'll know when you see it in the Instagram, because you can be like, girl, what he got off?
Did he get a BBL too? You're looking mighty perky and out there. He probably got that BBL with Bane Chan.
Let me put it in here. Hold on. Oh my goodness.
I guess at least the thighs match, I guess.
I wouldn't, Bride McKnight, you're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait, Bride McKnight. We got to talk about this. Go ahead, Saeed, in check. Go ahead and look.
Wait. What? That looks so unnatural. What in the world is this? That looks so unnatural to look like a BBL.
BBL and the thighs on that.
It's giving Jesse. Let me stop.
Oh my goodness. Why is Kanye built like this in the first place? I gotta put it in the other group. I cannot. What the hell? What the hell is this? So basically it's shoes and it's tights. Niggas is gonna buy this shit too. Somebody said it's a full body stocking cap. Oh, somebody said he thick as hell.
I mean, it's just the same tights they used to wear in the medieval times. This ain't nothing new,
right? This is what they wore. Shakespeare and shit wore all that shit they used to wear with the tights. This, somebody said it's giving. Stay out of Kim's closet. I can't. Somebody said he has on men leggings. Oh my goodness, these somebody said he's gonna get him a skim set too, just like Kim. Oh my goodness. God. Bottom half looking like Rasputia. Not Rasputia. Oh no. This is crazy. Oh man, it's giving Gru from Despicable Me. I'm going.
Stop.
I'm going. I'm sorry. This is what he got on. He really, if people buy this shit, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be mad if people buy. And he's so happy to be wearing these too. He is so happy to be
At least he ain't stirring up no controversy.
For now. I'm gonna send this.
Not yet.
Not yet. Just wait. He's gonna open up his mouth. I'm gonna send this to brother in law. I'm sorry. What the fuck did he got on? Somebody's like, this is what I look like in the morning when I take my kids to school. Oh my goodness. His booty, the shape of his booty is very, it worries me a lot. I'm gonna start looking at his booty. I can't do it. Oh my goodness, Kanye, you just, these kids, I'm gonna pray for his children because they're gonna look back at this shit and be like, what my daddy? Why's my daddy got on? Why my daddy got this on? Y'all know them kids is gonna get upset. Them kids is gonna, they ain't gonna get upset. They just gonna ask some questions.
Yeah.
Woo-wee. So, okay. Oh my goodness. Let me go to this comment about hold on, let me go to this thing with Brian McKnight. This interview, what he said. This is ridiculous.
Speaks to you after all of these albums you've worked on.
Well, the ones that do, the only ones that speak to me are the ones that I've written since Lin-Lina came into my life, because those are the only ones that have a meaning.
Wow.
Sure, there were big hits before then, but they weren't based on anything, because I never even liked anyone before I met her.
Oh, wow.
The first time I felt my heartbeat was the day that she came into my life. But everything that I wrote before then wasn't based on anything romantic. It was just it was arithmetic. I had this many notes and this many syllables. And that's what I have to work with. But these three albums that I've done since we met, every single song has a meaning. It has a story. It has something that's near and dear to my heart.
What is the song?
Oh,
arithmetic.
I can't.
Arithmetic. Right. Really, my nigga? Arithmetic.
And it's just the dumb deer in headlights looking heifer that he was talking to, just giggling like it ain't nothing wrong with what he said.
Thank you. Thank you. And then he'll come back and be like, oh, I had to pretend to smile. Girl, you could have stopped the interview anytime. You chose to sit up there and talk to this man. So you just as guilty for sitting up here and you laughing with him. Okay, and here's this other one. And I'm sitting here listening to this shit. I got halfway through. I had to stop. Because this nigga was getting me pissed off. Hold on. Okay.
Guilty of that. Okay. 17 hours to Guam. I have a concert tonight. And I got off the plane to some of the most heinous craziness I've ever seen in my life. That my oldest son, Brian, would post that I'm abandoning my children. And the reason why, I suppose, is because I have a new family. And I guess this stems from a post that I made the other day about my son, Jack, who I'm very proud of, which isn't to say I'm not and haven't been proud of my other children, but I was proud of this one for the things that he did that day. We'll get back to that in a second. Anyone who knows me knows over the last 20 years, 30 years now, as a matter of fact, that I've been there for my children every step of the way until recently. And let's be clear, my two sons are 30 and 27, not 12, not 13, but 30 and 27. Now, my daughter's about to turn 18. That's another story I'll get to in a second. I've never missed a day of child support. I've never done anything adverse to my children whatsoever. I've always been there. I've always been there with advice, whether they took it or not. I've always been the sounding board, and I've always been the one that tried to help them achieve whatever dreams they were wanting to reach out for. I guess one of my only faults is that I gave my children everything that I didn't have in the hopes that they would appreciate it, because I know how much I would have appreciated it when I was their age. I would tell you, as parents out there, entitling your children is probably one of the worst things you can do, and I know I am guilty of that. For whatever reasons, I'm guilty of that. Tough love is a tough thing as a parent to try to institute to your children, because you want to help them as much as you can, and I did as much as I possibly could. When I stopped doing that for them, BJ was 25 and Nico was 22. And it wasn't like I completely cut them off at that point. That happened much later. But I've been there. When I put them out of my house, I gave them an apartment for 2 years. I said, guys, this is it. This is the time to grow up. I'm giving you 2 years. I'm going to pay for everything for 2 years, but you're going to have to work or do something, because at the end of those 2 years, that's going to be it. It's time to be men here, guys. It's time to grow up. At the end of those 2 years, they hadn't done any of it. It was just right around the time that Leilani and I had gotten together. Leilani was working at Children's Hospital. And let's be clear, Leilani has been one of the only people who's been an advocate to keeping us together, to keeping us having a relationship, because she wants to have the nuclear family as much as I did. And they have spit in her face at every turn. She got them jobs at the hospital, $18 an hour with benefits, and with the option of the hospital actually paying for them to go back to school. They said, and I quote, that they knew they didn't want to stop smoking, and they would have to pass a drug test. And the day I had the doctors looking into it, me goes on there, you know, taking a big puff, which is fine. If you want to smoke, that's fine. I'm not saying that I'm saying that that's bad. If that's your choice, that's your choice. But what I'm telling you is that we have been advocates for them every step of the way. Now let's go to the part where we have been estranged. Again, we talk about abandonment. I'm not abandoning them. We are estranged, which happens more often than not in this particular situation. BJ broke into our home a few months ago, and he put X's on the eyes of our wedding photos. And then he put a photo of my first wedding on Leilani's vanity. It was at that moment, and after I heard him say, and was pointed to from other friends of mine that saw his posts on social media, that he basically said that I was better off dead to him than alive.
Let me speed up what he said about his daughter.
It's crazy to me that people will just believe anything, and I thought it was important to set the record straight and let you guys know that abandonment has nothing to do with any of this. Deadbeat dad, I've been there every step of the way. And let's also remember that these kids are 30 and 27, not 12. It's time for grown men to be grown men. And I'm sorry that tough love happens to be this way. I do wish them the best. I want them to have and to reach their dreams and their full potential. But like any other man in the world, you got to go out there and you got to take it. As far as my daughter is concerned, you know, her mother, if you look back at my Instagram, she was a part of this family too, with Jack and Julie and Leilani and myself. And unfortunately, along the way, a couple years ago, I got wind that there was an older cousin who was above 18.
Here it is. Here it is.
Was quite possibly having sex with her. So I called, as a father should, to the state office for children's affairs there in Arizona, and I never heard anything back. But the next thing that her mother did was to block all of us from her social media, from her phone, and completely estrange her from us. What that told me was they didn't want me to be involved in her life that way. So to see the post that she said, considering that her mother only had a child with me for money in the first place, and I'll reiterate this, I have not missed a child support payment. She goes to one of the most incredible private schools in Arizona. So I don't know where this is all coming from, but I thought that I needed to let everybody know that there's another side to this story. You can choose to believe what you want.
Okay, there we go. Ew, this dude is disgusting. Disgusting. Even the dog in the background agreed too, Miss Sis.
Yeah, the dog called out bullshit.
Now. Right.
There are so many things that I really want to say about this.
Yes, go ahead, sis.
Okay, it's just the abandonment part. I did not like what he said on behalf of the abandonment issue. Like, he literally just takes tough love way too literally. And it's just really disgusting how, his kids are like in their 30s and their late 20s, early 30s. And he's just saying that, it's time to grow up and you know, receive this tough love, whether you like it or not. Like, that's disgusting. That's inhumane. Your kids will still need you when the time persists. Mm-hmm. Like, they need your help, for crying out loud. And you know that times are rough out here in today's generation, which is us.
Right.
Come on now. Don't be such an ignorant hypocrite.
When it comes to the whole tough love thing, what gets me with Negro parents is all toughness and no love. Like,
yes.
Good old Judge Mathis, you are crackhead, once said, you know, that all I hear is toughness, where's the love?
Right.
A lot of times there isn't any.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm so tired of them every time they want to abuse their children or mistreat their children. Oh, it was just tough love. No, I don't want to hear that.
And I just don't like the fact that when kids turn 18, they are immediately given the boot out of their households. Mm-hmm. Please stop that shit.
Yes, yes. I agree. Y'all parents, y'all gotta stop doing that. Y'all put these kids out at this age and you haven't taught them anything about the real world, and you got them out there fending on their own because you want to show them tough love. But when something happened to them, they're just like, oh, what happened? Because your dumb ass sent them out there unprepared. Y'all gotta stop doing this. This tough love shit keeps backfiring on y'all dumbass parents. It's ridiculous. Okay? You just can't send your kids out there to fend themselves among the wolves. Like, why would y'all set your kids up like that? This is how you set your kids up to fail. Exactly.
But you expect us to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly the issue. Like, they want us to be set up for failure.
Right. And then get mad at us when shit goes down. Like, you can't get mad at us. Your ass was the one that put me in this fucking position in the first place. Did you not understand this when you, like, put me out? Like, come on. Come on, man. Like, this is ridiculous. To him to even say that. And then put his... his daughter's business down the street with shit that hasn't, that didn't even happen. I'm so glad she stood her ground, because like, you, and then had the nerve to say, oh, the wife just had her because for money. Are you kidding me? That's a child. She didn't fucking ask to be here, nigga.
Yeah, so you're pretty much saying the reason why you treating them like trash because, oh, well, she just had you for a check anyway. It's not like there was any love there. I can't.
Right.
And that's a messed up thing. That's a messed up thing to do, man. That's a very messed up thing to do. You know, this girl is, man, she's a beast at volleyball. I hope that she gets lots of endorsements and she goes pro. And, you know, she gets blessed and she keeps going. Because one day, this nigga, his Lalani is going to leave him. All of them kids is going to leave him. His non-biological kids is going to leave him. And he going to be all this abandonment. He talk about they all going to abandon him and he going to be broke. This is why nobody hasn't heard shit from him since then. All the albums that he put out since then, since Back to One, ain't did shit.
Like, and I didn't even know about those other albums. That just go to show.
Right. Mm. The Lord is taking his hairline away along with his chicks. You gotta stop. Yeah. I'm gonna go on his Spotify right now. Let me look. Yep. Everything he put out went downhill. There's nothing on here. The last, he put out an album 2017, 2020. That's it. And he put out another one in 2021. And yeah, nothing.
Still don't remember.
I don't even remember those albums at all. And put one on 2016, 2013. I didn't even know about any of these albums. The only album that I know about is Back to One and Anytime. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. I don't know about anything else. So, and all the albums that's on here right now are all of his old stuff. That's all his old stuff that he had. So nobody's peeping him for his new stuff. I'm so glad Johnny Gill roasted him. I'm so glad. Girl, that interview was funny.
Rightfully so.
Right. He said, everybody get your pillows and your blankets ready. I'm like, damn, Johnny, why you do him like that? But it's understandable. It's understandable. It's crazy how social media, with these celebrities, social media will just be revealing all of the trash celebrities. It's amazing. Nobody else has to do it. Social media does it for them. And then when people open their mouth, the celebrities, y'all gotta stop opening y'all mouth. No, never mind. Keep doing it. Keep exposing yourselves. It's fine. Never mind. Disregard what I say. Please keep opening up your mouths. Please. It helps weeds you out. So, the other story is that Jessica Dupree, a.k.a. Big Booty Judy, that, you know, said that she did not have any plastic surgery or BBL. She said that is all natural. Okay, girl. Whatever you say. Whatever you say, Jessica. She claims that she's all natural like this. I'm like, okay, Jessica. Okay, whatever you say. Y'all believe that?
No. We all know what old Big Booty Jesse said. So no, what Big Booty Judy said is not believable. So yeah, there you go. There you have it.
Cause y'all know when the real BB Judy was out here selling that hair oil. Y'all remember that shit?
Oh my god, goodness.
God. Y'all remember the hair oil?
Yeah.
No.
She was the Miracle Drops.
Oh, God.
Yep. Man. That was her. That's her.
That was her. Oh, my God. Ain't do nothing.
People was buying this shit. It wasn't doing. Y'all, the before and after were the same pictures. That shit, people weren't growing on her. You were still bald in the same picture that was Photoshop. I'm like, girl, stop selling this shit. People just buying this shit just to buy it. And I'm just like, Superset. You know, Superset and her are best friends, right? I like Superset. You know what I'm saying? Ain't Superset shit is legit. You know, Superset, she got like makeup and shit. I like Superset shit. Be the real, let me stop. This girl, this hair oil she was baking, everybody was buying it. And people got mad because, like, my hair ain't growing. The hair wasn't growing. It's people, but if she's still selling it, they even got it in beauty supply stores.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
So she done made a little name for herself, and I'm like, okay, girl, sell your hair oil. If it works, it may work. I don't know. Shit, I ain't got no testimonial, so I can't say that. So
y'all know. I tried. It ain't do nothing.
What's in it?
Peppermint oil and castor oil and some other stuff. I wonder if I still got the bottle. No, I think I threw it out because they ain't do nothing. But yeah, this some, you know, some common stuff. I don't know. Maybe it was just like small, very small percentages she was using because it didn't really do nothing for me.
I was gonna buy it at one point. And I was like, nah, because I was seeing people like, don't buy her oil. That shit don't work.
Yeah, that's $20 a pop.
How big was the bottle? Was it like a bag of what is it? Them little bottles?
I would say about 4 ounces.
Is that like the box? You know how they do the Visine eye drops? That's how big it was.
About you.
Oh, hell no. Judy. Oh, Jessica. Ma'am. Girl, I cannot. Dude, swindling the people. Swindling the people. So y'all know Jessica and DeBrat, they got married not too long ago. And you know, DeBrat is carrying the baby. And they have a donor. You know, with situations like these, don't open your mouth about certain stuff. Just some things you just keep private for a reason. You know what I mean? DeBrat opens up and says that we look for black donors. We decided to choose a white one because the black ones look like Jiminy Cricket. And I'm like, ma'am, why would you say that? Why would you say that? Yeah. Why would you say
that? She have to go there.
Like, child, if the ancestors have that baby coming out looking like I'll be damned, that's on you. Like you can't do that. And Jessica had to be the cleanup woman to go behind her and apologize for the shit. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, why would you say something, girl? Why would you say something like this? Mm-hmm. Y'all know her and Lisa Ray are sisters, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, she didn't tell Lisa Ray about her getting pregnant either. Again. I'm like, you just don't be telling your sister stuff. I wonder why. Like, never tells her sister stuff. I don't know. It's weird. She must be hiding something from Lisa Ray or something like that. Like, she never tells her anything. It's crazy. I'm trying to blind a look. So Jamie Foxx, he's feeling better, y'all. You know, he's up and he's talking, so he's doing better, thank goodness. He's been in the hospital for a couple of weeks now, so I'm glad he's doing okay. I'm looking down to see what's going on. Shade Room has all of the tea on here. Okay, I'm looking down. Okay, Missy Elliott and Chaka Khan are going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Finally, good.
It's about time, especially after Chaka went off on that list that they put out with them singers.
I love Missy Chaka Khan. She used to be a Black Panther too. Chaka Khan, I love that woman. Look, I don't even care if she was drunk on Versus. That lady is hilarious. That's my auntie right there, y'all. That's my auntie. Shit. Yes.
And she was supposed to play Celie in The Color Purple.
Oh, for real? Oh, wow.
Yeah. I heard it from good old Trifling Impressive Channel.
Oh, her. I like the way you call her Trifling. The way you call her Trifling took me out.
Yes, unimpressive is very trifling. Yeah.
I can't stand her. When that little diamond appears on the like suggestive feed, I'm like, do not suggest channel. Please don't. Ooh wee. Oh, okay. The Spinners is going to be inducted. Okay. Don Cornelius. Yes.
Yes.
R.I.P. to him. Yes. Oh, and George Michael. Yes, rest in peace, George Michael. Okay. Rage Against the Machine. That's a good band. Okay. That's what's up. All right. Okay, we're doing good. We're doing good. We are doing good. This is great. I'm so happy for Chaka Khan. I love that lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too.
I remember that. Y'all remember the time she had got mad at Kanye West because he used her song? And she said, that motherfucker fucked my song up. She said it just like that. Like, damn, Auntie Chaka. She said, this nigga be fucked my stuff up. I'm like, no, that's right, girl. Mm. I know that's right. Yes. Let's see. I'm gonna say it like this, and people out there can take it with a grain of salt. Summer Walker is an industry thought, and if she gets pregnant again, I at this point I don't give a damn, because the fact that you out here with fucking Lil Meech from BMF shows a lot. And this nigga already with the woman, with another woman, and you fucking with her in front of her face, thinking it's cute. Y'all both musty. Like, Summer, stop. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Like, hey, this is why I didn't feel sorry for her when she got fucked over by London on the track. See, Summer, she don't mind shitting on other women so long as she comes on top. But once she gets shit on back, then she want to play victim and put out a whole album like she's the one who was just hurt so bad. Girl, please.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, you up here fucking all these industry niggas. Like, damn. Like, the other nigga. Okay, this. I don't even know the last nigga that she was fucking. Like, girl. All right.
Larry, and they was talking about, she put that nigga on her face, and they was like, well, if you break up, at least you can say it was for Larry the Lobster. Yeah.
Oh, girl.
She
dropped the ball. That's what she did.
Many times. Like her BBL just dropped.
Ah! Oh my goodness. Damn!
No, I'm tired of her. Ever since she fed her baby honey, I've been tired of her. I'm tired of her.
And your it's crazy because... Go ahead, sis.
I was gonna do my little Rolf impression. Your time will come, Summer Girl.
And you know what's crazy? She's mad talented. She's very talented. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has a beautiful voice. She just makes stupid fucking decisions. Just dumb decisions.
Can always be those type of women.
Yep.
And she has a new album coming out soon, 19.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be about that nigga.
Please.
Every time she gets some bullshit, she got an album coming up.
I'm just like, girl, I think at this point you need to slow the fuck down. You have to slow it down at this point. Because, girl, yo coochie at this point, I don't even know. Man, that thing has run through. Girl, stop, Summer. Just stop. Stop. Because when we first met you, you was this little awkward girl that was just all loose, like tight and just timid. Now you just out here And you just, girl, you just literally got your mouth over all Tom, Dick, and Harry's at this point. Little Meech, girl, what the fuck?
Yeah, for someone who got so much social anxiety, she sure be all over the damn place.
She sure do. She be everywhere. Who watches her kids?
Exactly, that part.
I ain't trying to say you a bad mother, because you probably are a good mother. You love your kids, and you look cute during your pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I see you with your kids. You love them, but this is, girl, no. You need to slow down, Summer. This is not it. This ain't it. It's just not it for me. I can't believe her. She just out here wilding the fuck out. I don't know. Is she going? I guess this is her summer thought phase. Literally, summer thought. Summer thought phase. Mm-hmm. She just out here with gasoline draws, doing whatever. She need to calm down. This whole phase shit, everybody's like, everybody got a whole phase. Yes.
No, okay.
Like,
not
y'all.
Everybody, nope.
Not everybody got a whole phase, man. Some people don't want to be around STDs and they don't want to have the fire spread down there, bro. You know what I mean? Not everybody did a whole phase. That just stop that. Some people just hoes.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Stop making excuses. Like, well, everybody does it. No.
No.
You just trying to deflect when you say stuff like that.
Right. These niggas is out here, they just hoes, man.
Right.
They just hoes, and they like getting, you know what I'm saying, they meet touch and stuff. I'm trying to figure out a way to say it without being nasty. Y'all know what I meant. Shit. I was like, how I'm going to say this? Like,
get their meet completed.
Right?
I cannot with you.
The completion. But yes, y'all, look. Ooh, we made it, y'all. We made it to the 2-minute mark. Usually, listen, the last couple of days, y'all, past the allotted time. But that's what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? We have a good time. And I'm glad y'all be having a good time with us. But tomorrow night, we'll be on the live, and we will be discussing this military stuff. Because this is very interesting, what they're doing with the military. But at the same time, I'm just like, Kai, go to the military. You know you have to go.
Let's go. Just go. You were supposed to go in January, so don't be crying now.
Like, it's time to go, buddy. It's time. Everybody else had to go. You gotta go too. You know, I know this shit in the military is rough over there, but this is a, like Shari said, it's a diplomatic duty, and you are required to go over there, because if there's ever a war between North Korea and South Korea, you gotta serve. It's like, you gotta go and do it. You know?
Ma'am.
It's sad to say, but this is something that they have to do. They have to do. And SM should have never, they probably promised him some shit. They should have never promised him this shit, knowing that he had to go to the military.
And when he should have knew better, though. SM mm-hmm. always on some nonsense. He should have knew better. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm still at the part where he got a new phone. I'm like, he got a new phone? He just got a new phone?
Pardon me.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh, they paid him. Oh, shit, we got 23 seconds left. This is your Hood Action News. Everybody had a good night. We'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.